only on Rock 107 WIRX.
Oh, yeah, you're macho men, Bracken Hunter.
Start working out a little bit more to be macho.
No one said nachos for junk food, man. That's a fantastic junk food.
Because I like nachos.
Never once in the history of me eating nachos afterwards did I go, I'm glad I ate all those nachos. Never. I'm usually like, oh, I'm a piece of trash. Oh, God.
Did you guys ever have a nacho bar at school? I'm bragging about my school again.
No.
You guys had bread and water. That's right.
Pretty much.
You know what, dude? That was awesome. Because even just nachos with just cheese, it's fine.
Yeah.
But then you could dress it up with bacon and chives and...
Well, the beautiful thing about nachos is that the chip itself is the perfect conduit to get all of your fixins to your mouth. Like, it's perfect. Yeah, right. Like, it's made like
little,
perfectly.
Little edible spoons.
Yeah. You know? Delicious. I'm stoned. So are you. right. Anyway, we appreciate you hanging out. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Let's get your 8 a.m. WTF of the day going right now.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
They love nachos. Who doesn't?
Everybody loves nachos.
So you may have heard Hunter droning on about his drone. He loves to talk about it a lot. But what you may not I can fly a drone. What you may not know, though, is that you can't fly that drone while drunk. And there's actually laws that state this. And this happened recently in Japan. A guy was arrested for flying a drone while under the influence. Yeah, so let me lay this.
Stumbling around with your drone, you know.
You think that'd make you even, like, if you were looking at, like, a drone camera or even looking up at the sky.
Make you
like
dizzy, dude.
Yeah,
I got the thing where you put on your head, you know, so you're like in the drone. You're flying, dude, you can't be drunk flying around like that.
Motion sickness doing that. So here's what happened. A few weeks back, 56-year-old guy, all right, he drank 8 beers between 7 a.m. and noon, which let's give the guy credit for cracking that one open at 7 o'clock. Like, hey, let's get this party started. Well, he decided to clean his apartment while drunk, and he found this drone that he hadn't flown in a while. So, of course, drunk brain of his was like, hey, I'm going to fly this drone. This is going to be great. Well, he crashed it into a neighbor's window. No one was hurt, luckily, but he did end up getting a ticket for drinking and droning. You can't do it. You can't do it.
Yeah, it pissed the neighbor off with the drone. And why was the drone around the neighbor's window? That's the biggest question that nobody's asking.
Just buzzing around trying to get a view of the neighbor.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude? I wonder what kind of a drone it was, too, because it seems like it was kind of a crappy drone if you couldn't really control it.
Well, that and two, like, okay, if it's like those little pocket drones, you know, not those big ones, right? What's that going to do? That's going to sound like a bird hitting the window. It's not going to do that much damage. Wow. But so if
might have been a bigger drone. Then.
Yeah, like a big drone, right? Which I've seen, you got a good sized drone. You do.
It's pretty big.
If you hit someone in the face with that, you know, at full speed, dude, you're going to that person's funeral, all right? You're going to get drone footage of that person's funeral, man.
You don't want to fly that thing around people, trust me. And anybody that sees it, it's like, I don't want that thing to land on me either. You know, it's loud, dude, you know? Those propellers are exposed.
Did you imagine taking a propeller to the eye? You've been wearing an eye patch, man.
Oh, you're done. Yeah. You're turn into a pirate real quick.
I think it's weird. Like, talk about, if you were to say this sentence to a person 50 years ago. Oh, by the way, in the future, you can get a ticket for droning and drinking. And they'll be like,
what?
What the F are you talking? I know what you're talking. Drinking, right? Yeah, booze? Yeah. Okay. What's this drone thing you're talking about? I know it's this little thing that you can fly around. Like, oh, hold on. You're blowing my mind here. What kind of weird space age stuff have we got going on where people are droning and drinking?
This is weird, man.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, is like, don't blow it for the rest of us that have drones. You know, it's already on the edge of the laws, you know?
Yeah, you're already kind of, every time you see a drone in the air that you don't know, like, it's always fine when I see yours. I'm like, okay, Hunter's out there, he's doing his drone thing. But if you're out in public and you hear the drone, you're like,
you see one fly over, you're like, oh.
It's creepy, man. It kind of feels
where's that coming from?
Like the government's watching us, man.
Yeah, you know there's a dude on the other end of that. You know, that's the creepy part of it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I always shoot at drones when I see them in the sky.
You know? Just don't shoot at the drones.
I just pull out my gun and I shoot at them. Pew, 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 pew. I don't want that thing hit me in the face. All right, so there you go. Don't drink and drone. It's illegal, all right? Yeah, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.